Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be playing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include Jerry Mulligan with singer Mel Torme, organist Joey DeFrancesco with the singer Joe Dogg, Mark Murphy, also a singer, and the pianist Kenny Barron, playing one of Thelonious Monk's classics. As usual, we have three featured CDs. First one of those from pianist Abdullah Ibrahim. This is his first CD release in quite a while. It's called The Balance. Abdullah Ibrahim with Ikea. And about halfway through the show, we have another in our series of Cannonball Adderley great records. This one from 1961 called Plus, originally released on the Riverside label. Then toward the end of the show, the alto saxophonist Jim Snidero. His new one on the Savant label is called Waves of Calm. So, lots of good jazz. Hope you enjoy the show.
Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true.
Baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan there. From his 1992 CD on the GRP label, Jerry Mulligan, Rebirth of the Cool. The tune that we heard them play there was Darn That Dream. With him were Bill Barber on the tuba, Phil Woods alto sax, Wallace Roney on the trumpet, Dean Johnson on the bass, John Lewis on the piano, and Ron Vincent on the drums. And, of course, the singer there on Darn That Dream was Mel Torme. That's Jerry Mulligan and Mel Torme, Darn That Dream. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for another week here on KRVS. Let's listen to the first of our three featured CDs. This one from the South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim. It's been quite a few years since he's released a CD. This brand new one's called The Balance. It's released on the Gearbox Records label.
Thank you.
pianist Abdullah Ibrahim from his brand new CD on the Gearbox label, The Balance. The tunes we heard him play, all written by him, by the way, were first of all Dreamtime, Nissa, Jabula, Tuanguru, Tonegawa, and finally Song for Sathima. Abdullah Ibrahim, The Balance. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Up next, organist Joey DeFrancesco with a singer calling himself Joe Dogs. See if you can guess who Joe Dogs really is.
Every time we say goodbye, I cry a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why. A little, why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me. They allowed you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about me. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye, every time we say goodbye.
Joy DeFrancesco on the B3 organ. He was backing Joe Dogs there on the vocals. Joe Dogs was an actor and a singer, by the way. Recently came out of retirement for a movie called The Irishman. That's Joe Pesci. He made several recordings on his own, I'm not sure, and under his own name. I'm not sure really why he chose to use a pseudonym in this particular case, Joe Dogs, but in any event, he did. This is off of Falling in Love Again, which is a 2003 Concord Records release. The other musicians include, among others, Elijah Davis on the trumpet, Don Achette on the guitar, Kevin Eubanks also on the guitar, Jeff Hamilton on the drums, Red Holloway on the tenor sax, Pat Martino also on the guitar, and Ralph Moore on the tenor sax, among many others, by the way. That's Joey DeFrancesco, Joe Dogs, Every Time We Say Goodbye was the name of the tune. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Now let's listen to our Cannonball Adderley collection. We're working our way through this 4-CD set of 8 different classic albums of Cannonball Adderley. This one from 1961. It's called Plus. Mm-hmm.